Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live today from Lutheran High School North, North County, St. Louis, Missouri. And it is a good day here. We've got some fun ahead of us and some great conversations as well. And not just fun without good cause. We've got a good cause today. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin on our website. Go to kfuo.org and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin on our website there. Well, joining me today at the table, we've got a number of people. We'll be talking with a number of people here from Lutheran High School North. Clifton Kinney, a senior here at Lutheran High School North. Clifton, good to be with you today.
Hello, nice to be here. Thank you.
And also Mr. Tim Brockman, principal of at Lutheran High School North. Mr. Brockman, not too long since we got to talk, a couple of weeks ago with Lutheran Schools Week. Good to be back here on your turf this time.
Yeah, it's fun and great to have you here.
Thank you. Andy. Thanks for inviting me up. It's nice to be out and about and enjoying this this beautiful sunny day. We're in the cafeteria here at Lutheran High School North because of a special event going on today. And let's talk about what that event is that's going on today. Clifton, do you want to share with us what we're doing today?
Sure thing. Well, first of all, my name is Clifton Kinney. I'm a community organizer within the community. I'm also a senior here at Lutheran High School North. And I want to give a little backstory on the event we're having today. Well, you do know during December, during the high school walkouts, many of the high schools within the St. Louis area were walking out. And a lot of the students looked to me. They were like, okay, should we walk out? What should we do? And I said, no. Quite frankly, I said no. Because I wanted to do something meaningful. I wanted to let Ferguson know that we didn't forget about you. We didn't forget about the businesses, the children. We didn't forget about the community as a whole. So for the next couple of months, I have met with faculty, I've met with my dean, and we've been planning this fundraiser, this Ferguson Burger Bar fundraiser, along with many other things. And
what's the connection to the Ferguson Burger Bar?
Well, that's a good question. The Ferguson Burger Bar, which is now famous, by the way, and the food is really good.
I know. I can't wait.
During the Ferguson protests and the Ferguson riots, Charles Davis chose not to board up his building like many other businesses within the area. And he did so out of faith. And here at Lutheran North, we admire faith. We admire when you exercise your faith, follow it, and stay committed to your community. And I was one of the organizers that chose to protect his business against looters and rioters. And I was always very inspired by the faith he has shown throughout the whole event. And that allowed me to bring this event to the school.
And we get to meet Mr. Davis here in just a few minutes, but tell us a little bit about what you know about Charles Davis, the owner of the Ferguson Burger Bar.
Well, first of all, I know that Charles Davis opened the restaurant the day before August 9th, and he graduated from Lutheran High School North. He's an alumni. He frequently comes to speak to classrooms. I invited him to chapel during our Black History Month program to really speak about civic engagement, community involvement, and the fact that you have to keep faith first. You have to keep God first. You have to keep your brothers, your sisters, your community, your teachers first. And that's what I really know and admire about him.
Well, Clifton, you seem to be very engaged in your community and very well spoken. What are your fellow students, where are they with you in this journey to help care for our community, to reach out to our neighbors? What have you heard and seen from your fellow students here at Lutheran High School North?
Well, as you know, Lutheran High School North is very diverse. It's a very diverse school. It's not like many of the public schools in the area, like Normandy or Hazelwood East High School. So with a diverse school, you have different opinions, you have different perspectives, and me being a student leader, I don't only represent one group of people, I represent the whole school. So I have to take into account how one group may feel, how another group may feel, and we come together, we compromise, and look, We don't have to walk out. We don't have to protest. But we can fundraise for the community. We can bring the burger bar here. We can raise dollars for the children that are hurting in the community, for the businesses that are hurting. And I'm thankful to have faculty. I'm thankful to have a dean, teachers who support me. I'm thankful to have students who believe in community and faith first.
How do you think your education here, your experience here at Lutheran High School North, is preparing you for what lies ahead, for your future?
Thank you. That is a good question. I'd like to note that before I came to Lutheran High School North, I'm actually a transfer. I transferred here my sophomore year. I come from Hazelwood East High School, and I can tell you two different worlds, really. Lutheran High School North has really nurtured me. And as I said, they've nurtured me to be able to represent different groups, mm-hmm. my speaking abilities, my ability to communicate, to comprehend information, and my courage to step out into my community and, you know, help out. Because Ferguson was a very scary time. It was very difficult. And throughout the whole thing, I've battled with my faith, and I've battled with, okay, should I continue with school? I've had those thoughts. And the teachers here, they just really motivated me. My dean, my principal, they really motivated me to keep it pushing, you know, keep God first.
Mr. Brockman, as you hear Clifton's story about how he was encouraged in, you know, to press on in the face of adversity, and the example that we have with Mr. Davis, and looking forward to talking with him, as you hear Clifton's story today, as a student in this community, and how he was encouraged by the faculty here, by his fellow students, to press on. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is going great, isn't it? I just get to sit back and listen to one of our students really go after it, which is awesome. So, as you were speaking, I was just thinking about our mission statement, and one of the pieces of our mission statement is that we exist to nurture young Christians for further education and Christian service. And I heard all three of those things mm-hmm. in there. I heard the word nurture, actually. I heard Christian service, mm-hmm. and certainly heard about education and furthering that. And, you know, Clifton is probably one of the better organizers at this juncture, but, you know, we could mm-hmm. have named tens of kids to come in and speak about things like this and what they're doing in the community as well. And that's what makes our job so great every day, is to get to come to school and, you know, hopefully lead and guide our students, but also to see the way that they step up to the plate and really want to make a difference. And it's easy to say you want to make a difference, but mm-hmm. we've got students like Clifton is demonstrating who actually take it a step further. They go out and they make it happen. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can guide a little and support a little, and good things can happen. The word can be spread.
Clifton, where did the idea for today's event begin?
Well, I guess that's a very good question. I have to sort of go back to the backstory a little bit. So we're at the pinpoint where students are looking to me to lead the school. What should we do? So organically, I and three other students met with my dean. You know, it wasn't planned. We went straight to the office. We said, hey, we have to do something for the community. We have to do something that shows that Lutheran North is not just some private school on Normandy, on Lucas and Hunt, but we're here to help. My commission is called the Peace, Positivity, and Unity Commission. It comprises of Marche Perry, Daniel Gilmore, and Lauren Harris. And I'm the president of the commission. And I've had a relationship with Charles Davis prior, you know, because of Ferguson prior. Mm-hmm. And it was a very odd coincidence that he graduated here, and it was just perfect to have him being a business leader, mm-hmm. a profound business leader, a prominent business leader in the Ferguson area, to come directly to the school, set up a fundraiser. Let's raise some funds for the community there. And it was just perfect.
So what's all happening today as the fundraiser? Lunch is happening here today. Mm-hmm. And how is that all going to work?
Okay. Well, prior to today, students had to purchase tickets, pre-tickets. So a single burger would cost $6. A double burger would cost $7. A turkey burger, of course, would be more expensive. That's if you're a vegetarian, of course. And they had to pre-order their tickets, and today it'll be smooth and fast. They'll come in the cafeteria. They'll meet Charles Davis. They'll talk to teachers, students, you know, people who are involved. And they'll get their meal, and hopefully they'll enjoy it and know that their $7 or $6 was not just a lost cause. It's actually directly affecting the people.
It's not just a burger. And who's preparing lunch today?
Well, the one and only Charles Davis and some of his co-workers and many of the faculty at Lutheran High School North.
So we got quite a crowd in the kitchen there getting ready for today. How many do you think we'll be serving today?
Well, I estimate over 300.
Over 300. And we'll be coming through today to support the Ferguson Burger Bar. We're going to talk with Mr. Davis here in just a little bit about being a part of this and what it means to be reconnected with his high school and this community, and to hear about the, you know, to receive the support from you as students. What are your plans after this year? You're a senior.
Yeah, I'm a senior. I'm graduating in May. Being involved in my community in education and politics is considered a lifelong goal of mine, and Luther North has really nurtured that in me. And I have received great acceptance offers from Howard University, Morehouse College, the University of Missouri, Columbia, the University of Illinois, Chicago. And I'm really humbled. And I would like to leave off with a message that, you know, it's not about me. It's not about an individual. We're all leaders. It's about the community. It's about the bigger picture. Keep God first. Have faith in community, friend, student, family.
That's a great way to end your part of the story here, Mr. Brockman. You brought with you a great student today and a great leader. Are there more students like this at Lutheran High School North?
Yeah, we're full of them. Yes, sir. yeah, it's one of the real joys of education. You know, I don't know what people's perception of when you say high school students, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. I can tell you there are, we are just surrounded by great students here every single day. And sure, there are times when, you know, there are some rough edges. We have to get to know each other, et cetera. Yeah. But, you know, one of the really real joys of being here is that we do get to center that around the Word of God and Christ every day as we do worship, chapel time, and so forth. And that really brings us together. You know, if you don't mind, I don't know if everybody's familiar with the location around here, so we've really referred to Ferguson and so forth, and people may or may not realize kind of where we are. So everything that people saw on the news stations and the TV and so forth happened just really straight down the road from us, about a mile away. I think at times, if you're not from St. Louis, you may not realize that the whole city wasn't burning and wasn't inflamed at one time. That's sort of the way the news cameras portray it. It really was limited to a relatively small area, and yet the damage was substantial and the effect long-standing. And, you know, so Lutheran North being right next door, where fortunately, you know, our area was not vandalized or there was no immediate destruction here, although it is in the area. It's easy then for us to say, well, that's done. The big stories have moved on. Let's go on with our life. And I'm just really proud of what people are doing to try to really continue to make a difference moving forward in the area with a lot of support from the community and, of course, God's help as well.
You are definitely a school that is a part of the community, as Clifton said. It's not just some private school that's nestled off in the woods. It really is. You are a part of the community, and it's, I'm glad to see that. Glad to see that and hear that today from both of you. Well, thank you both for being my guest, and looking forward to being a part of the festivities today here at Lutheran High School North. And thanks so much. And Clifton, congratulations on senior year, and best wishes in all your endeavors ahead. You're going to go far, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mr. Brockman, for talking with us today. We're going to talk with Mr. Charles Davis, owner of the Ferguson Bar here. So thank you, guys. We'll let Mr. Davis come on over here and talk with him.
Thanks very much, Andy.
Thank you.
Thanks. Now, we are broadcasting live from Lutheran High School North today, and they're doing a benefit today for a local business here in the Ferguson community. And joining me now at the mic here is Mr. Charles Davis. Welcome to Faith and Family. Good to have you here today, Mr. Davis.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're the owner of the Ferguson Burger Bar.
That's correct. Me and my wife, Kizzy.
Let's tell us about... you've got some fun stuff going on here today back here at Lutheran High School North. And you're an alumnus of Lutheran High School North, correct?
That's correct. I came to this wonderful school in 1981, graduated here in 1985. I also have two siblings that are older than me, and they both graduated from here as well. So this school here has is near and dear to our heart, of course.
Certainly. And a part, you're a part of this community very much so. Let's talk about your experience here at the high school and what that led up to in terms of careers and dreams and careers and hopes. When you were a student here at high school, what are some of your fond memories of Lutheran High School North?
Oh, man. Basically running around the school, sometimes getting in trouble, doing things I'm not supposed to do. But I had a great time here. My freshman year, just like most kids, I came in, sloughed off, didn't really do well. But the teachers here took an interest in the students, and that's what made me better. Besides my parents at home, the teachers took an interest. The principal actually took an interest. The dean of student took an interest. And, you know, they talk to you. They assist you. It wasn't a thing of, okay, you're not doing well, and just push you along. They made sure that you did what you were supposed to do in the classes. So other than, you know, messing up my first year, got back on track my sophomore, you know, year, junior, senior year, I just enjoy the surroundings of the diversity of people that I was able to come up with. You know, it was black, white, I think we even had Asians at the time. Yeah, we did. I graduated one. So it was just a great diversity to grow up with. Mm-hmm. When you grow up in an area that's predominantly, you know, black. I grew up in North St. Louis. So to come here, it was just a eye-changing thing. But it was well needed. You know, it helped me.
What were your plans? What were your hopes after high school?
My original plans was to either play football, or I grew up in a business. My parents had a business at the time, or, you know, work in their business. Ultimately, I ended up working in their business for 2 years after I graduated out of high school. And then at the age of 20, I ended up opening my own company.
And so fast forward to this past year, you launched a new business.
Correct.
Here in the Ferguson community.
Correct.
Tell us about the planning and preparation to open that business.
Well, actually, there was no planning and preparation. I have said this to other media. God led me to this business. This was a business that I actually purchased. They were doing other things, so we came in, of course, and put our own spin on the business. But it was a business that I had purchased. I'm gonna try to make a long story short. My father passed 10 years ago. My father was my best friend. We were two peas in a pot. We were just alike, so we didn't get along all the time. But he was my role model. He was my advisory board. I'm the only son. He was my father was my everything. And when he passed, that was very, very devastating for me. And I went on a whirlwind where I ended up leaving from the church. I was doubting my faith. I mean, just a lot of things. I moved out of St. Louis, moved to Chicago for a period of 5 years, ended up coming back. Well, maybe a month and a half before the Burger Bar came along, I actually fell on my face and told God that I'm His. I gave myself back to Him. I had started going back to church prior to that, but you know how it is. When you've been out so long, it's kind of hard. So once I did that, things have just, I feel like the prodigal son. You know, he welcomed me back in. He threw a party for me. And I'm just so thankful of His grace and His mercy, because He's kept me out of some hairy situations. So once I did that, I was looking for something new. But during that whole time prior to, I was, you know, looking for new things. But you know how you try this, it doesn't work. Try that, it doesn't work. Try this. So a lot of that was going on. So I was just, you know, frustrated. And I knew what I really needed to do. And I finally did it. And I did it with honesty and earnest. You know, he knew my heart at that time. You know, it was, I had a crying party, you know, basically in the middle of my living room floor. And I was on Craigslist in a section that I'd never go on, and this business was up for sale. So I bought it. And what's even more funny on how God works, I met the owners, the original owners, like a week before we took over. Mm-hmm. I was trying to rush, you know, and God was steady saying, slow down, wait, I have a plan for you, because I wanted to close that day. I wanted to be open in that day. Well, it took a whole week for everything to actually get finalized, which was August 8th. And then August 9th is when everything happened. Mm-hmm. And here we are. Mm.
And you stayed open.
Yes.
In the midst of all the chaos, and the unrest, you stayed open that whole time.
Yes. By the grace of God, I was a protector, a shielder, and also a nourisher for people, you know, who mm-hmm. were out in the storm, you know, with the tear gassing, with the smoke bombs and things of that nature. I allowed anyone in to just come in. Mm-hmm. I fed people when they didn't have, you know, money, because sometimes you're out there protesting, you're not carrying around money, but, you know, people come in, they were hungry, police was holding them in certain positions, or they couldn't leave, things of that nature. So, yeah, I, by the grace of God, I felt He put me there to be something for Him, to show what He is. Mm-hmm. And what He is ultimately what He led me to do.
To show mercy.
Exactly.
In the midst of chaos and trouble.
Right. Hmm.
So today, let's talk about today's event. Mm-hmm. What's going on today? What's for lunch today?
We have single burgers, double burgers, and turkey burgers. Lutheran North Association was so kind to bless us, you know, me and my wife, with allowing us to come and do their three lunches. That is a great honor for them to shut down their normal lunch and mm-hmm. let us do it. Not only does it helps, because they've donated most of the items, you know, we brought some items of our own, but they did donate a lot of the items. It helps us, and also it helps us to continue blessing others, mm-hmm. because even right now, we continue to give back to the people of Ferguson.
How are things going at the Ferguson Burger Bar today?
Well, today we actually closed, but things, it's been up and down, you
yeah.
know, people are still, some people are still afraid to come to the area. Those who aren't, they come, they eat, they enjoy the food, they come back. So it's up and down, you mm-hmm. know, you had a cold weather that keep people in. This is our first restaurant. I've never even worked at a restaurant. So this had to be, like I said, by the divine guidance of God, because I've never even done it. It was something I had to learn, you know, we had to learn on the fly. And we're still here. You know, we're okay. Mm-hmm. He got us through the chaos. We had no damage to our infrastructure. We had food spoilage, but that's, you know, that's nothing.
So the continuing to press on,
yes,
going full speed ahead, really pressing on and continuing with what you've been given to do. For folks listening today, maybe in the St. Louis area, just outside the St. Louis area, where can they find the Ferguson Burger Bar?
We are located at 9120 West Florissant Avenue. Directly across from McDonald's. People say that's odd that we decided to open up across from one of the largest burger chains, but we offer a product that
no one in our area
offer. We have real ground beef, real ground turkey, real fish, real chicken, not steroid chicken. So we offer a healthier choice of food, although it still may get us a little fat around the edges. It's still a healthy choice.
Well, I would imagine as much as you work, that doesn't happen. You guys are
exactly.
Working hard.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for taking some time to talk with us today and share your story. And again, it's great to get to share your story today and encourage folks to come check you out to the Ferguson Burger Bar and on Facebook as well, correct?
That's correct. We're on Facebook as well as Ferguson Burger Bar and more. And we're also on Twitter. And the Twitter handle is, I think, @ Ferguson Burger Bar. I'm not a Twitter person.
You're not the social media person.
No. That's my wife.
That's Kizzy, huh?
Exactly.
Well, very good.
She takes care of that part.
Thank you so much for taking some time. I know you've got work going on in the kitchen there. Got a big crew to keep under control in there. So we'll let you get back to that. But thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today, Mr. Charles Davis, owner of the Ferguson Burger Bar.
No, I appreciate you having me.
Thank you. God's blessings. Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversations here. We're broadcasting live from Lutheran High School North in North County, St. Louis. We'll continue the conversation right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration and action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Abortion mills around the nation are increasingly using chemical abortion instead of surgical ones. One reason, it's getting harder and harder to find a physician who's willing to become an abortionist. Chemical abortion is where the mother takes pills to kill and then expel her baby. The FDA recommends using chemical abortion early in pregnancy, but many abortion mills go far beyond the guidelines. Chemical abortion is harder for women because bleeding, lasting at least 2 weeks and some very heavy, is expected. It's also very painful. It's harder emotionally because the women actually see the baby after the child passes from her body. It's then she realizes she did this to her baby, not the abortionist, and seeing her child will continue to haunt long after the procedure.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth across the room to a speaker system in your home or listen on radios that have built-in smartphone cradles. There are many easy ways to listen to WorldwideKFUO.org on the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the clear gospel message of Christ crucified for our sins. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
The LCMS shares the good news of Jesus' incarnation, death, and resurrection with those in our own backyards.
in urban, rural, and small town areas, and with Hispanic, Black, and other ethnic communities. This month, we are focusing on our national mission work. Join us in supporting this work. Find resources at lcms.org/themes/February.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from Lutheran High School North in North County, St. Louis. And today joining me at the table, we have Mr. Dan Winger, Assistant Principal, Dean of Students here at Lutheran High School North. Mr. Winger, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us today.
Pleasure.
Looking forward to hearing about your life and service here at Lutheran High School North. Also joining us at the table, two seniors who managed to get out of class for a little bit to come talk with me. And boy, somebody had to twist their arm to do that. Anna Pagano, senior here at Lutheran High School North. Anna, thanks so much for coming over and talking with us today.
Of course.
Let me make sure you get your mic up there. There we go. Anna, so you're a senior this year, and what are your hopes and plans for next year?
Next year I'm going to be attending St. Charles Community College and just get the basics out of the way. And then I'm looking into majoring in corporate social media, so social media pages for teams, businesses, etc.
Very good. Radio stations?
Maybe.
Also joining us today, Alicia Johnson. She's a senior here at Lutheran High School North. Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Alicia, tell us about your senior year and what you're looking forward to next year as well.
I'm going to Northwest Missouri State, and I plan on doing pre-nursing, and I'm just really excited about things. I like helping people a lot, and I like helping them back to health and everything, make sure they're as best as they could. So, yeah.
Alicia, tell us how you found your way here to why you chose to be a student here at Lutheran High School North.
So, at my old grade school, Our Lady of Guadalupe, one of my old friends, Cameron Jackson, I heard that he came here, and I was like thinking of all the high schools I could probably go to, so I looked into it, and I kind of liked it a lot, so I came in shadow, and I really liked it. I'm like, okay, this is a really cool school. So then I came up here, and I noticed how everybody was all together in like a family, because it was like so small, and everybody, like, they bonded and they knew each other, so I'm like, this is a really cool environment. So
you like the small nature, the family-like environment here at Lutheran High School North.
I don't really like big environments. It makes me nervous. So,
Anna, tell us about what brought you here to Lutheran High School North.
Well, I went to Grace Chapel, which is a feeder school pretty much here, and we always came here for special days like academic fair and everything, and every time I walked in, everybody had a smile on their face. It was just a really nice environment, and I just found myself here a year later, and I've never been happier.
Very good. Well, glad that you both are happy to be here. Mr. Winger, are you happy to be here?
I love being here.
Well, how long have you been Dean of Students and Assistant Principal here?
I've been here just over a year and a half now. I was previously at Long Island Lutheran High School in New York, and couldn't be happier here in St. Louis and here at Lutheran North. I've been, from the day I walked into this building on my site visit during my interview, I was just amazed by the politeness of the students, just the welcoming, that they gave me to my wife, and it was just a matter of waiting to see whether or not I received the call, because it was definitely a place that I wanted to be a part of. It's in our Lutheran community. Lutheran North has a name in other parts of the country, including New York, and it was pretty awesome to be a part of it. So.
And so, and you have St. Louis roots.
Yes, I do. My parents moved out to New York in 1966. My dad grew up in Belleville, Illinois. My mom went to Lutheran High Central back in the day, and they received their call back in 1966 to move out to New York. So
back here in the Midwest, serving at Lutheran High School North, and you brought up something that I think I've noticed too from our students, and that is that the students here are exceptionally polite. You don't necessarily find that in high school students everywhere. What would you attribute that to here at Lutheran High School North?
I think it has to do with the fact that their parents are really involved in their lives. They want education is important to them, not only education, but having a Christ-centered education is extremely important. That's why they're here, and our kids get to experience a lot of different things. Even in the public sector, with different activities and events. But here, we do have caring staff and teachers that would go out of their way mm-hmm. to the ends of the earth to make sure that the kids have a good foundation so they can move on to college and beyond.
Let's talk with the students a little bit more about what's going on today and your involvement in the community here in the neighborhood. So today we have a fundraiser going on for the Ferguson Burger Bar. What's your involvement? Obviously, you're participating today. Have you been involved in any other ways in preparing for today?
Very much so. Earlier, you had President Clifton Kinney, our student body president, on, and he and some other students came to see me back in October, November, and when there was a lot of uncertainty in the Ferguson area, what was going on, and obviously we hear about schools walking out and. And obviously as a dean, those are one of the things that go in the back of your mind and say, man, I hope my students don't do that. And we kind of met and said, hey, we're better than this. We all know what's going on. Let's try to figure out a way that we can help and serve others and realize that, there is the love of Christ around us and to uplift us in a time of need. And Clifton and Dan Gilmore and Lauren Harris, they did a fine job into, helping get this moving. Mm-hmm. We look forward to maybe doing things in the future in the Ferguson community that are still kind of being planned out. In April, we do a Faith in Action Day where all 300 of our students go out into the community. One of the focal points this year will be definitely the Ferguson community to reach out, help, clean up, do things that people walk by every day and just say, hey, this could be better and we're gonna make a difference. So,
Alicia, today's fundraiser or today's benefit for the Ferguson Burger Bar is just one event. How do things like this, being involved in the community, how do they fit into your education? Are there other opportunities for you to be engaged in the community here?
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea that we're helping now because not a lot of schools could say that they really helped out with the whole Ferguson thing and helped put our community back together. So it just helps learn more about, mm-hmm. Helping other people outside of just in our school, but like other people that's closer to us and stuff.
Anna, let's talk about serving in the community. Are there other ways that you're also serving in the community? Obviously, participating in today's benefit is one way. Are there other things that you get to do as a student here at Lutheran High School North that where you get to serve in your community?
Well, I think a lot of classes at North actually prepare you to do other things. Like I actually work cameras at my church, mm-hmm. and I've learned through camera work through some of my art classes and my yearbook class I take. We learn how to use a camera, and it's pretty much the exact same camera I use, so that helps. I had a background in that before I went in cold turkey. and then also, we do Faith in Action Day, like Mr. Wenger said, and I know my sophomore year, I went to Rankin Jordan, which is a halfway home pretty much for children that aren't sick enough to be in the hospital but aren't well enough to go home. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. It was like really great. We just spent the day there, played with the kids, and it was really great. And I found myself going back there and actually like checking up on some of the people. And it was just an awesome experience. And because we had Faith in Action, I knew about the place, and so I went back and stuff like that.
Very good. Very good. Well, with just about a minute left for us to talk today, any shout-outs you want to give today? Do you want to give shout-outs to anybody today?
I don't know. Like, all my teachers, how amazing they are, and thank you for helping me be able to talk nicely on the radio.
They've done a fine job. Alicia?
Yeah, my teachers and my coach, too. All my coaches, like my soccer coach, my softball coach, helping me be better in my sports and being a better person and more bonding.
Mr. Wenger, anybody you want to give a shout out to today?
Definitely would love to give a shout out to the students here at Lutheran High School North. They just continue to make me proud each and every day. One of the things that I told them when I first came here and months into my job, and basically I would match them up with any student body in the country, and I know that they would be right there at the top of everybody else. They just do a fine job and continue to make me smile.
Very good, and I can see why. Mr. Dan Winger, Dean of Students here at Lutheran High School North, thanks so much for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you for having us.
Anna Pagano, Senior here at Lutheran High School North, thanks so much for being our guest.
It's a pleasure.
And Alicia Johnson, Senior here at Lutheran High School North, thanks for being our guest today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick break. In a little bit, we're going to talk with more friends here at Lutheran High School North. We're broadcasting live from Lutheran High School North on Faith and Family today, right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
The world is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations, and that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at kfuo.org.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live today from Lutheran High School North, St. Louis, and glad to get to be here today as they are putting on a great benefit for a business here in the community, and not just any business, an alumnus of Lutheran High School North, Charles Davis, and his wife, Kizzy, owners of the Ferguson Burger Bar, and they are gearing up for a big lunch today, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Students, I'm sure, and faculty and staff are all getting hungry, and one of those hungry people joining me at the table today, Mr. Tim Hippenbecker. Thanks so much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure, Andy.
And you serve as the president of the association, correct?
That's correct, both Lutheran North and Lutheran South.
Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us today about the students. Now, I know you were sitting off in the wings, and you got to hear some of these students, got to hear a little bit about them and what they had to share today with us on the air. And just as someone walking into the high school and hearing these students, they're all very articulate, very not just polite, but compassionate too, and engaged in their community. And they all have great dreams and plans, but reasonable dreams and plans mm-hmm. too. They're being prepared well here at Lutheran High School North. And so the high school certainly is a part of the community, but it reaches beyond that, correct? It reaches beyond the community.
That's correct. Our missions are very clear. As time marches on and the world that we live in, we've felt very strongly that we need to not only be very strong in this community, but to also reach out further into and outside of our community and in a global world. The world is becoming smaller every day.
And so by reaching out to students outside of the community, what we're talking about is an international student population, international student program.
That's correct. And we, about 7 years ago, had an opportunity to pilot a program. Actually, it started here at Lutheran North. We also have now programs at both Lutheran North and Lutheran South, international programs. But 7 years ago, we piloted a program here at Lutheran North with about six students from Asia, China, Vietnam, and Korea. And from there, our program is grown, it's evolved, and become a very unique program that not only reaches out to those students around the world, but it also gives our students here in St. Louis a much broader view and understanding of cultures.
What is the draw for the international students? What brings them here? Why are they interested in coming to Lutheran High School North, Lutheran High School South in St. Louis, Missouri?
Yeah, it's a great question. And honestly, most often when international students think about coming to the United States, they think about going either to the West Coast or the East Coast. And when we were piloting this, we actually ran into, and I always say it's a God thing, that we ran into a partner who works with us, and their name is Kitebridge, and Kitebridge is our partner. They recruit overseas for us, and they also provide a dorm setting for our students as well. And they wanted to have an opportunity to be in the center of the country and to be able to be part of a school or schools that really had a holistic view of education, a Christian holistic view, meaning to develop the whole student. And I think that, you know, the comments that you made and the things that we've seen here in our students is that we do have a very strong Christian environment that develops the whole student. And so it became a very good match.
And you mentioned this program has been going on for a few years now. Mm-hmm. And when students come here, do they come here just for a year or for a full high school career?
Well, the intention is for it to be an entire four-year career that then goes to the college level as well. We started the program, as I said, some years ago with a 1 or 2 year type of an approach, but we felt that to really develop students and to have four-year approach would be the best. And that became a little hard because our first go-around was with homestays, where we bring students and they live with families, our families. That went well, but we found that we couldn't grow the program to a level that would be where we wanted it to go, and it was hard for families to take on students for 4 years. And so then we looked to where we're at now to grow this program to have a dorm component.
And so now that you have the dorm component, students are able to continue through in the program. Are they still connected to families in any way here in the St. Louis area?
That's a great question, and that was one of our biggest concerns, is how do we involve them in the community? We're really very early in this program in terms of the dorm component. But what we are looking to do, and it's begun already, is that we provide the opportunity for our international children to be assimilated in a number of ways. One, we're getting them out into our congregations, our local Lutheran congregations here in St. Louis. We have 61 member congregations a part of our association. And what we're looking to do is take the children out to church on Sundays and Bible study to have them assimilated that way, and then to also meet others in our community that may or may not necessarily have a connection with the high schools. The other way that we're providing an opportunity for them to become a little bit more assimilated and grow is to have, we started a very special program, a very unique program, where our own domestic kids, our St. Louis kids, have an opportunity to live in the dorms a month at a time. And some of the kids that are part of that then bring them home over the weekends, because the kids can live there for 5 days during the week and go home on the weekends. And we encourage those students who do that to then bring home our international students into their homes. So we have some pretty unique programs that are helping, you know, allow those students to become involved in our community.
How has what's been the response from the international students and their families?
It's been very unique. I would have to say my wife Bobby and I had in that pilot program a daughter, Erica. Her name is Cher Chow in Chinese, but she came to us and lived with us for 3 years, graduated from Lutheran North in 2012. But we didn't do anything out of the ordinary. We just loved her, and she came to church with us, and she was a part of everything here at North. And in her 3 years here at North, she wasn't a Christian when she came to us, and many of the students are not. And that's why this is such a huge ministry outreach. And when That 3 years was getting towards a close, and she was getting near the time of graduation. She came to both of us and said, "Mom and Dad, I would like to be baptized." And it was a pretty overwhelming thing, but it was not something that we pushed or you know, prodded on. She came to us and asked that question of us. So we were very, very happy and pleased to make that a reality at our church. And Pastor visited with her and felt very strongly that, you know, she definitely had all of those things in her heart. And so Eric was baptized on May 12th in 2012 and now is still here in the United States going to Washington University and in her junior year.
So, wow. Yeah. What a neat story. How have the students, how have the domestic students here at Lutheran High School North benefited from the international student program?
You know, I think it's one of those things that's a growing opportunity. I think that what we see is that students begin to see themselves a little differently. When you have someone from a different culture that you're around and visiting, it's a little uncomfortable at first, but there are many things that we take for granted that we just think of and we know as we live here in the United States, that a Chinese or a Korean or a Vietnamese student or a Slovakian, those are not what they are used to. Mm-hmm. So as the students have an opportunity to get to know each other, it also helps them develop themselves also. It gives them a chance to look in the mirror and say, wow, I am a little bit different and they are too, but we're unique in many ways too. So it allows them to grow, I think is the best way that I would say it has affected our students here. And I think it'll just continue.
Mm-hmm. It adds a dimension, as you said, to that holistic education, that holistic Christian education that they're receiving here.
Correct.
At the school. Well, and at Lutheran High School South as well.
Exactly.
Well, with just about a minute and a half left, with the event going on today, hearing the students worked on, you know, preparing for this, that this idea started with students who wanted to see wanted to make a difference in their community, wanted to do something to serve their community. As you hear that, as the association, I imagine that probably gives you some pride. You're grinning from ear to ear.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I have been a part of the high schools here for over 25 years in some way, shape, or form. And one of the things that always continues to amaze me is that our students always rise to the occasion. They see the goodness in each other and in others, and also in the community. And they always seem to come through. And part of what we hope to be able to develop in them is that understanding that they will someday be the Christian leaders of the future. These are the type of people that mm-hmm. we're bringing up and are part of it. So, yeah, we're very proud of them, and I'm always confident that they will be very much in tune with their community. There's a lot of love and a care. They care for each other, and you know, that's what we always we're striving for, and we're blessed to have that.
And I could certainly see that in the students that I had a chance to visit with today. And I know there are more coming in just in a few minutes here. The bells will be ringing and this room will be packed and probably so loud we won't be able to hear each other. Everybody excited. Okay, what's on the menu for you today? What did you order?
Well, I got a single combo. And actually, I think we ordered about a dozen of them. So we're going to share them. We have board members, and we actually have some coming from other offices here to visit today, too.
Very good. Mr. Tim Hippenbecker, president of the Lutheran High School Association here. We have been broadcasting live from Lutheran High School North. Mr. Hippenbecker, thanks so much for being our guest today.
My pleasure again, Andy.
Well, thank you so much, Buzz, for keeping things running back in the studio. This concludes our broadcast from Lutheran High School North today, and we'll send it back to you, Buzz.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at kfuo.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.